New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is proposing major changes to how the state allocates education funding. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the governor wants the state to spend the same amount, roughly $6,600, on every child. Critics say that will hurt kids in urban districts that now receive extra aid.
So-called Abbott districts came about in the late 80s when the state Supreme Court decided that inner-city students deserve an education on par with their suburban counterparts. Today, there are 31 former Abbott districts, now called SDA districts, amid 546 other school districts. Christie claims that more than half of state education funding goes to those 31 urban districts, a practice he says needs to change.
A funding formula that puts a higher value on one child over another is morally wrong, and it has been economically destructive. We cannot let it continue.
Christie says low graduation rates in those districts prove that money is not the answer for low-performing schools, but not everyone agrees.
Whoever wrote this analysis would fail a basic stats course, because the first thing you learn in any stats course is that correlation does not equal causation.
Stephen Danley teaches public policy at Rutgers Camden. He says struggling urban districts often improve with extra funding, but they still face a slew of other problems that suburban districts don't.
Rather than looking at why districts struggle or have low graduation rates, they're saying it must be because of funding. And everything we know about education policy indicates that's not the case.
Some Republicans have come out in support of Christie's plan, while many Democrats have already condemned it. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.